The Ella, the Omer, the case should be that she said, Koinem Hanoyes Mechitza Laila Yerlam. Maybe no. Maybe the Mishnah means to say that she made a Nisa Neder that she can't have any enjoyment from washing herself. Koinem Hanoyas Mechitza Laila Yerlam. She made a Neder that she could never wash herself. Im Erchatz, if she washes herself today, maybe that's Pshan the Neder. The Ram says like this, V'yela di yomra ha'nos v'chitza la'an li'oyla v'merchatz. V'chivun de kamra ho'chi, v'chitza v'shoyna sharyula. Really, the first time she washes herself, she's allowed to. Av yomihi v'chitza v'yela, from then onwards, misusar v'chitza li'oyla. Then she's never allowed to wash herself. So if so, that's why it's called ino nefesh. Because now she can never wash herself. Because the first time she washes herself, she's going to become also that she'll never be allowed to again wash herself. So if you can never wash yourself, that's called ino nefesh. So maybe that's what the Mishnah means to say. That she made a lashon of a neder to say, koinem hanoas rechitza laila yolam im erchatz. If she washes herself, then she becomes also with the nisa neder never to be able to wash herself. So mishum hochi meifalo. Therefore it's a good reason why we tell the husband, you have to go and be made for this neder. Tehechi tevet, because what else could she do? Tirchatz, if she'll take a shower once, the first time she's going to wash herself, so true, the first time she's allowed to, but once she does it one time, misusra hanos v'chitza lo, she'll be yosra from then on to have enjoyment from mechitza. So v'zoi, to tell her to take a shower once, she'll be yosra then lo'ilam, not to take a shower, and that's a terrible pain. So the other way out is, let's tell her, Loi Tirchutz. Let's tell her, Nechnami, don't wash yourself. Don't wash yourself. Loi Tirchutz. Sumar says that Gufa. Isle Nivla. Not to wash yourself like Loi Lom Voed. That's Menavel. It's disgusting. It's not nice. So Lachur, that's called pain. So how could you say this is not called Inu Nefesh? Lachur, this is Inu Nefesh. So therefore, this is called the good Nedra of Inu Nefesh. Like, there's no way out. If she takes one shower, she'll be Yasel Loilam. So tell her not to take a shower, she'll also, that's terrible nivel. So therefore, this is called a neder of ino nefesh. Now the question is, Rabbi Yossi Sover, what's Pshat Rabbi Yossi? Why does Rabbi Yossi argue that in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi says, Ein Eilo Nidri ino nefesh? Why not? Why does Rabbi Yossi argue? So Gemara answers, Rabbi Yossi Sover, Efsha de Loi Rochza. Nechnami says, no, it's possible that she won't wash herself. Well, the nivul echashinan, he's not afraid. Enochanami, so Ran says, Rabbi Yosi sover efshad leirochso nivul echashinan. There's tefila leRabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi holds the brachitza leyerlam lekino nefesh. Enochanami, even though you can never wash yourself, that's not called an ino nefesh though. That's not called ino nefesh. That's the machlekes. The Tanakama holds if you can't wash yourself leirlam, that's called ino nefesh. And Rabbi Yosi holds no, even though you can't wash yourself, that alone is not called ino nefesh. Yeah. If that's Pshan now Mishnah, that's the Machlokes, that the Yosi holds not taking a Rechitza Leilam is not called Nivel. Just Rabbi, the Tanakam holds is called Nivel. If so, listen, Hochi. The Mishnah should say clearly like this. Why doesn't the Mishnah say, Rabbi Yosi Omer? Tanai there ain't b'ino nefesh. Rabbi Yosi should have said this Tanai that she made, that if she takes her rechitza once, she's also li'elam, that's not called ino nefesh. Like if we're talking about Tanoyim, Rabbi Yosi should have said back like this. So Ran says like this, Pirush Rabbi Yoina, Ta'ashto the Tana ain't elo nidre ino nefesh. Since Rabbi Yosi, what it says now, Mishnah is, his lashon is, ain't elo nidre ino nefesh. Mashma de bishum shein a neder ino nefesh lo yefer, because the neder itself is not called ino nefesh. That's why it can't be mefer. Avli nadre midu diyis be ino nefesh, but if it would be something that is ino nefesh, then yefer. That's what's mashma. And really veleisa dechivun de betenai lek ino nefesh afil nadre beperes elam lo yefer. Ukhdarmin of rei shugin the lamala afar latichla lelisa peres elam Allah. Like here it's Mashmur of Yosi saying this neder does not have to do with Inu Nefesh. Mashmur, if the neder itself is Inu Nefesh, then the husband could be made for it. So the question is, according to Rabbi Yosi, it's not true. Because even if she says a neder, like, she's also teach all the parents in the world, if she takes a shower, So even though the neder itself is ino nefesh, but since it's totally in a tanai, if she washes herself, so Rabbi Yosi would say, you know what, don't wash yourself. You don't have to wash yourself. It won't be called ino nefesh. So then what does our Mishnah say? This is not called ino nefesh. Mashma of the neder was ino nefesh, then he could be mefer. It's not true. Even if the neder itself would be a neder of ino nefesh, but since it's totally in a tanai, that the tanai is not ino nefesh, again, according to Rabbi Yosi, the husband can't be mefer it. So the lashon of the Mishnah is no good. Rabbi Yosi should have said, "Listen, Rabbi Yosi, I'm a tanai zein b'ino nefesh." He just should have said a lashon, "This tanai that you're saying, that she's also on all the parents in the world if she washes herself." So then you tell her, "Don't wash yourself." So Rabbi Yosi should have said the if, the tanai, that's not an ino nefesh. That would be good, but the neder itself is an ino nefesh. But the way Rabbi Yosi says in the Mishnah, it's mashma that this type of a neder is not an ino nefesh at all. So again, what is the Mishnah talking about? So Gemara says, Ela diyomra. The Mishnah is talking about like this: El diyomra hanoyas rechitza alai liyelam. That Shitaka made a neder to say she can't have enjoyment from rechitza liyelam. In erchat sayim, if she washes herself today, that was a neder. If she washes herself today, then she can't wash herself loylam. That's the pshat of Yosi. Yosi holds this tanai that all you have to do is just not wash yourself one day. To go one day without washing yourself, that's not so bad. So Ram says like this: Yosi sava nivul d'chad yoyim loishme nivul. Hilkach lo yefer. The husband should not be made for this neder. The motzi mukma nafshe chad yoyim rechitza, because she could hold herself back one day for not washing herself. And if she holds herself back one day, then she's not awesome. Now you can't ask the question we asked before. That was the Gemara's question before. Why does Rabbi Yosi say this neder is not ino nefesh? He just should have said the condition, the tanai is not ino nefesh. So he says, Mishum dia vitoni hochi. If it would have said that way, have imashmi no nefer shudalai heve. Al dvorm shabinola bin heve. Will be mashma, this neder is called binola bino. The high lish nochi mashma, kudamukla kamon, behedja. Now, venivo, the chad yoimol, Rabbi Yosi, afilo midvorm shabinola bino loy heve. That's the pshat over here. If the tanai is only not to wash one day, so that's what the Yosi means to say. Ein elu nidri ino nefesh means that this neder, there's no way for the husband to be made for it. It's not considered an ino nefesh. It's not considered pain, because to go one day without taking a shower is not so bad. And the reason why he doesn't only say that tanai is not ino nefesh, because then it would be mashma, it's not ino nefesh, but it has to do beino le beino. It has to do something the husband doesn't like this. So the husband could be made for because it's something that's affecting him. Therefore, Rabbi Yosi wants to say a straight out lashon of no. The fact that she can't wash herself for one day, that's not so bad. And for that alone, we tell her that don't wash one day. Therefore, the husband cannot be made for this neder. It's not considered a neder, both neither of ino nefesh. It's not called pain to go one day without washing yourself. And no adin, it's not called a neder, beino le beino. Therefore, it's good Rabbi Yosi's lashon in the Mishnah. He wants to say a strong lashon here of ein elu nidri ino nefesh means completely that the husband cannot be made for this neder at all. Because really there are two reasons, two types of nedarim a husband could be made for. Either the neder is beino le beino, the neder pertains to the husband. So if it would have been not to wash yourself for a long time, so even if you want to say according to Rabbi Yosi, that's not called ino nefesh, but dvorim beino le beino would be considered. Could be the husband wouldn't like it. It's not nice for the husband that way. But now that we say that tanai is only not to wash one day, not to wash one day is not that bad. Therefore, Rabbi Yosi holds, it's not called inui, and it's not called dvorim shebeino le beino either.